With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. Floodwaters in South Central Texas have claimed at least 51 lives, many of them children. Kerr County Sheriff Larry Letha says search and rescue continues.
We will not stop till every single person is found. We've got all the resources we need. We're here for the long haul. As I said, numbers will be changing rapidly. But like I said, we will not stop till everybody. I can't tell you. I've been asked how long will this take. I can't tell you how long it's going to take. It's going to take a while.
Governor Greg Abbott vowing that crews will work around the clock to rescue and recover victims. Still, authorities have not said how many people are missing beyond 27 children who were at a girls' summer Christian camp. The governor also issuing a proclamation declaring Sunday as a day of prayer across the state. Tropical Storm Chantal forming off the southeastern coast. The National Hurricane Center in Miami says tropical storm warnings have been issued for portions of the Carolinas. John Cagliosi, senior hurricane specialist with the National Hurricane Center, says there are tropical storm warnings for a little north of Charleston, South Carolina, to the Wilmington, North Carolina area.
Chantal is expected to make landfall early on Sunday morning. Could be even be late tonight in sort of the middle of South Carolina. But most of the strong winds and more significant impacts will be to the east of the landfall spot. And those conditions will really begin just later on this evening.
Iran's Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei has made his first public appearance since the 12-day war between Israel and Iran began, attending a mourning ceremony. Meanwhile, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu visits the White House Monday for talks with President Trump. Gas prices could soon be going down again. Eight members of the OPEC Plus Alliance of oil exporting countries say they will boost production by 548,000 barrels per day in August in a move that could further reduce prices at the pump. And that's good news. This is SRN News. A lot of people of faith voted for President Trump. SRN's Michael Harrington has more.
The Pew Research Center has done a detailed breakdown of the people who went to the polls last fall, and it reveals that white evangelicals were not the only ones who supported Mr. Trump. In November, he won 62% of all Protestants, up 3% from 2020. And the president got 55% of the Catholic vote, up 6%, and a real embarrassment to the Democratic Party, which owned the Catholic vote for most of the 20th century. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Zohran Mamdani, an outspoken critic of Israel, is the expected Democratic nominee for mayor in America's most Jewish city, and that's raising alarms among some in New York. They're worried about rising anti-Semitism, and they're warning political influence in the Big Apple. Mamdani has declined to support the right of Israel to exist in a Jewish state, refused to denounce the term global intifada, and supports the boycott, divest, sanctions program. This is SRN News. China's economic planners may have overplayed their hand when it comes to the country's electric vehicle market. SRN's Rich Thomason has more on the story.
Chinese industrial policy has spawned far more EV manufacturers than can possibly survive. Now, long-simmering concerns about oversupply and debilitating price wars are coming to the fore. The government is trying to rein in what's called involution, a term initially applied to the rat race for young people in China. It's been extended to companies and industries engaged in meaningless competition that leads nowhere. Rich Thomason, Washington.
Pakistan's top brewery has healthy financials despite an alcohol ban for Muslims in the Islamic country. The business thrives thanks to Murray Brewery's 165-year-old history, scant competition, and a small, thirsty, and predominantly elite customer base. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.